Listening Library presents Gimme a Call by Sarah Milanowski. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Chapter 1. Friday, May 23rd. Senior year. I should just return Brian's watch to Nordstrom and go home. Instead, I'm sitting by the circular fountain in the Stony Brook Mall, staring at the window of the Sunrise Skin Spa. It features a poster of a wrinkle-free woman and the slogan, "Go back in time." Sounds good to me. If I could go back in time, there's lots I'd tell my younger self. Including, in third grade, do not let Karen Ferris cut your bangs. Your best friend is no stylist. She's going to accidentally cut them too short and too crooked. And she won't always be your best friend, either. In fifth grade, do not put marshmallows in the toaster oven, even though it seems like a good idea. Toasty, gooey, yummy. No. When they expand, the tip of one of the marshmallows kisses the burner, and the toaster catches fire, and your entire family will forever bring up the story about how you almost burnt the house down. Sophomore year, don't leave your retainer and a napkin in the cafeteria. Unless you want to wade through three spaghetti and meatball-filled garbage bins to find it. This December, do not buy the Dolly jeans you like in a size 4 because you believe they'll stretch. They will not. May 21st. Do not buy him a silver watch for a surprise graduation present, because then you will spend senior skip day at the mall returning it. Which brings me to the most important tip.